Hi, my name is Daniella Breen, and this is The Light Show. Hello, and welcome to The Light Show. My name is Daniella, and today, here on The Light Show, we are providing developmental training and consciousness in the most important subject, your personal light. This light is not just metaphoric, it is literal. And it is the most significant light that you could be developing your understanding of and your skill in. This is the light that comes via your soul, that carries your mind and your heart, that carries the core of the truth of you. The development and training of the most precious and sacred tool, absolute essence of you, cannot be understated. However, it is not understood and has been little acknowledged for a long time. In Lemurian conditions, however, it is well understood and honored. And we are now in the time when we are returning to Lemurian conditions. Mastering your living light is a key aspect of that journey. Today on The Light Show, we will be sharing an alignment that will take you deeper into your relationship with your light. Every show that we do, we hold a different alignment. And it takes you deeper into your relationship with your light in different ways, different alignments for different purposes. It's very important, it really helps to comprehend that you are far more complex and require far deeper presence and work and understanding, that it results in the need for many different alignments. We will also be honoring and discussing the global alignment of personal light that is developing within collective humanity. We have our own alignment. And if you've been on this show on a regular basis, you know that, you understand that, and you are already working in that. But for those who are new, for anyone who is listening to this for the first time, we gather together with our intention in form, holding our own individual light, each of us holding our own individual light. We stand together shoulder to shoulder throughout humanity in global alignment. I will go into that more deeply and take you into that later in the show. We will also be focusing on a particular and significant skill for these times. It's called standing free. So the focus of the theme of the show is standing free as light distorts, as life distorts. So that's what we're going to be doing today. I also want to bring to your awareness, we are having a major change on our show, a major change on The Light Show. And that is that I'll no longer be holding it on Blog Talk Radio. So after this episode, we will be moving over to YouTube, my YouTube channel, and holding the show then. It won't be live. It will be a recorded show, but it will be released at the same time as we hold it now. So that will continue to be released on the second Monday of every month if you're in the USA. If you're in Australia, for example, on the second Tuesday of each month. We will be releasing the episode for that month. So please make sure that you are subscribed to my YouTube channel and hit the bell so that you receive all notifications of new videos. Okay, so what we have next is the light alignment, and I'm really looking forward to this, so please get ready. Here we go. Get comfortable and hold. Your form carries all of the impressions of thoughts that you carry intensely. Okay, we are focusing on your form. It carries all of the impressions of thoughts that you carry or have carried intensely. So they may not even be relevant to your life anymore, but they will still be impressed in your form. And they will still be impacting you. Your form carries the ideas that you are developing and to have developed, fears that you have or have had, past arguments that really affected you, for example, projections from other people, positive and negative, and so much more. It is your form that provides your experience of the world and your condition, be it suffering or calm, advanced in consciousness or dull, and so on. So all of your condition, all of your experiences, even those with other people and what they're going through, all of it and how they impact you, how they treat you, all of it exists in your form. All of it is based in your form. To lay the foundation of the greatest life, that of home, your form's alignment with your light, critical. It is not all that you do with your form or need to do with your form, but your alignment of your form with your light is critical. This alignment is what we are exploring and deepening now. To know your form, because it is such a foreign concept, first, imagine that it exists. It exists. In other words, use your imagination because that helps you to take you beyond your current concepts of existence. Imagination helps you to bridge the gap. That's why I encourage you to use it. Your form exists in a way that is different to normal spatial perception. It's both in and outside of your body. It is all around you, but it is not in the world. It is external to it, as are you. You are both external and internal to the world. You have presence that is both external and internal to the world. Your form is external to the world, predates the world. At the same time, it coexists with the world. It is not internal to it. It coexists alongside it. You are permanently with your form. And the most important point to grasp is that it is your form and the conditions in your form that define your world. Therefore, you must come to know it, understand it, and master it. Most importantly, you must align it ever deepeningly with your light. Hold. Hold for this moment. When I say hold, it means to hold your presence in a concept that I've just shared, and intention to understand it and to grow with it. Your form. You can shift your presence out of your daily life, out of the world, into your form by using your imagination. So imagine all around you, all through you, the forms and the shapes of beauty, hope, choice, wonder, love, creation. You don't have to know what these forms and shapes are, but I'm sure you can imagine some of them. The beauty of a relationship with someone who you get on well with. The hope of an idea of what you want to come into in your soul purpose. In your friendships. In your life. The choice of something that you are working on, developing, strengthening yourself in. The wonder as you create, as you watch creation, as you experience beautiful life, the wonder of the sunset, the wonder of a flower opening. Love that you feel for life, love that you feel for people who you are close to, love that you feel for a puppy or a child, and creation. That development exists. That you grow in something from beginning to completion, that you have an idea, a thought, and a thought becomes something that you generate. You write a poem, or you bake a cake, or you develop training for people to help them to understand something and work in something new. all of these possibilities, all of these conditions exist in your form around you. The love, the shapes and the forms, they are what you have already enjoyed, what you are living now or what you have come to develop in your life. Think of the things that you are successful in, the things that you have achieved, the things that you are good at. They are supported, they are present here in your form. Simple things like driving a car. Recognize how it goes from being something that you are learning about, something that you have to develop your skill in. It requires a lot of attention, focus. And then over time, it becomes automatic. What holds you and supports you in this is how it has developed in your form. Your form has the shapes, has the memory, has the recording of all of the different aspects of driving so that you don't have to think about it too hard. You just put the indicator on when you go to turn the corner. You apply the brakes when you need to stop. You turn the steering wheel when you need to turn a corner, and so on. You do all of these things naturally, and in your form, they genuinely exist. There is impressions of all of that, and that is what I'm talking about with the forms and the shapes. Driving is one thing. Remembering the relationship of a child that you love so much. Feeling that even once they're adult, you can remember them as little toddlers. And particular memories are impressed in your form and can be recalled long after you'd forgotten they happened, because you come against them in your form. The most important thing that you can do, or a key, critical thing for you to do, is to be consciously holding your light in your form. So all around you, you have all of these forms and shapes. And yes, I've focused on the positive and not the distortion, just because it's easier to do, because every individual is in a different place of clearing distortion. And so I really don't want to focus too heavily on this in a one-sided conversation. So through your form, your light exists. Hold that your light radiates throughout it all. Remember that your light is and that means that you hold, that you experience your light through your form. And if you hold that intention, you start to experience your light through your form. Hold that it deepens. hold that your light grows stronger through your form. Hold your attention and presence with it as it does. Every fiber of your form is becoming infused with your light right now. Your form is infinite, as is your light. They are well matched, as they were intended to be. Your light infused into your form. Hold as it develops. Now, I mentioned earlier that your form is not spatial, but we do relate to it spatially. We relate to the universe through time and space. And that's okay, as long as we understand that ultimately it is not spatial. And therefore there is deeper understanding to be had. So with that understanding, become aware of your light. Far off in the distance, deepening, growing, ever expanding. Understand that you carry existence in the Lemurian condition. Even when you came here from another place, even if you weren't on Earth from the beginning, no matter what your condition, you carry existence, presence in the Lemurian way. And that is the way where we are free. Lemuria is the way of freedom that we have access to now, that we have experienced and hold in presence in our form. It exists in your form. Everything that exists in your soul exists in your form and informs you at some level in some way. Therefore, that freedom, the Lemurian way, exists, and your form carries that, and as your light reaches that existence in your form, understand it is already there, your light is already there, but this is you relating to your light in your form, and this is you relating to your light in the impression of the Lemurian way, the Lemurian freedom in your form. It is far off in the distance. And again, yes, it is close because spatial doesn't actually exist in your form. But the distance can be a way of defining how deeply you relate to certain things in your form in this now condition that you live in. Hold. Understand that the alignment of your form with your light will bring depths of peace, strength, consciousness, and conditions far beyond anything you can imagine right now. Allow that to be. Allow yourself to be in the condition of not knowing at all. It is safe for you to do that, and it is strong for you to do that. Laying the steps for your infinite journey into the wonder of what you actually are. Very different to what humanity currently knows itself to be. In your current action of this alignment, you have changed, altered the condition of your form and your relationship with your form and your light. That is the completion of that alignment. Now, we are going to dive into the theme and the focus of our work today, consciousness development today. This is also another form of alignment, of course. But it is less drifty and more discussional. I don't even know if either of those words are actual words, but I'm making them today. Standing free as life distorts. Okay, so today we are focusing on developing the understanding and skill of standing free. During the alignment, we were working in your form and bringing you into deeper awareness of its existence and the definition of what it actually is. Having some understanding of your form is significant in mastering life. This is because it is what exists in your form that defines what your life is. There is much that exists in your form that either interferes or supports your alignment with the ultimate sacred truth of you in many different ways. Your form holds all of the design of your world, both personally and collectively with humanity. In all of these stages and conditions in between those two extremes, you personally, collectively with humanity, you have form and design in your family, whether you know them or not, get on with them or not, relate to them or not, you still hold form with your family. It is likely the case. even if they're past, even if they've died. You have form with your workplace. You have form with your meditation group or your yoga group. You have form with your spirit guides. You have developed form in many different ways. And some of it is helpful and some of it is a problem. You also have form that has been projected onto you, into your form. External consciousness, whether aware of what they're doing or not, has projected distortion or their intention into your form, even if it's well-meaning. It's quite often a problem. This is different to a union of generating form. Okay, that is a different thing, where you align with someone and together you generate form in your form or theirs. It can be a problem if your ideas are distorted, but if your ideas are light, then you can generate beautiful forms individually or in co-work with others. Okay, so having some understanding of your form is significant in mastering life. This is because it is what exists in your form that defines what your life is. There is much that exists in your form that either interferes or supports your alignment with the ultimate sacred truth of you in different ways. I think I've gone over that again, and that's because, to be quite honest with you, I have distortion distorting me right now. So I'm having to keep standing free, bringing myself to a condition of standing free and holding. Your form holds all of the designs of your world, both personally and collectively with humanity. All of the designs of your world. Understanding your form, its existence, and its design brings you closer to realizing the foundation of reality as you know it. Developing your conscious ability to work in your form, whether clearing it of distortion, generating it in your choices in life and way of being, as well as your developing your alignment with the ultimate sacred truth of you and all that you are as a living condition. These things and more bring you into your strength that will ultimately bring you home to absolute freedom. For now, we are focusing on the idea of standing free. I mentioned earlier the concept of distortion in your form. Distortion is what makes things rough, truly rough. It brings the negative experiences of the world and your life, generates them. Distortion in your form and the form of the collective is what generates the negative experiences of the world, the negative conditions of the world and your life. It is what generates the terrible things that happen in the world and what generates financial struggle, relationship pain, physical unwellness, soul purpose disconnect, psychic limitations, and in fact, all of the difficulties and limitations in your life. there is a lot of distortion. Because the clearing of this distortion, the coming home, the coming into freedom is a gradual journey. There are skills along the way that are going to help you. And standing free is one such skill. Standing free comes from the understanding that your form and all of its many distortions exists all around you, and you can actually choose to stand free of the distortions as you live your life. Imagine that there is a lot of clutter in your form. The clutter is the distortions. The beauty, the beautiful creations that you have deliberately generated in your form, the patterns in your form that support you to live your life, that make things easier, that bring some activities into, or some degree of your activities into automation, because you have held them repeatedly so often that they have developed in your form that way. They are not clutter. You may change them from time to time, but as long as they align with your life as you choose it, they are not clutter, they help you. Distortion is clutter. Now, when you realize that there is distortion really acting up in your life, let's say, for example, you're working on a project, working to bring something into the world, and things just keep getting in your way. Interruptions, anxiety, noise, money issues, and so on. If you come to realize that this is due to distortion in your form, then in that moment, the first thing to do is to stand free. So what does this mean? You exist in form and you exist in your form. These mean two different things. Just to confuse the issue, but today we're focusing on the second point, and that is that you exist in your form. You have a presence, a defined form in your form. That is you. When you bring your attention into your form, you have a shape, a form that you shift into. It's like putting on an astronaut suit to step into space. You're shifting into a different condition from normal daily life. You're shifting into your form. And therefore, you have a form that develops as you build your awareness. We will call it your will shape. Your will shape, meaning your intentional shape, develops as you become aware of your form and develop conscious presence in your form with the actions such as observation, understanding, clearing, developing, generating, and so on. Even as we talk about this right now, your will shape is developing and strengthening. It will continue to do so as you work more deeply in your form. So when you realize that distortion is disrupting what you are currently focused on or present in, imagine or intend your presence into your form. In other words, shift out of daily life and shift into your presence in your form. When you do that, you shift into your will shape. And be aware that there is distortion. In and through and around you, and feel yourself, intend yourself to stand free of the distortion all around and through your form by holding the position of your will shape. Your will shape is separate to all distortion. And that is because your will shape is what you are generating from that observational condition, from that intentional presence here and now. When you hold that position of your will shape, you stand free of the distortion. Imagine the will shape being complete without the distortion. So the distortion is there, but it's not impeding on the will shape. It is not impacting on the will shape. So you'll be experiencing the awareness of distortion all around and through your form, but you are experiencing your will shape as a separate form of its own, complete within itself. This literally separates you in that moment from the distortion. This condition is not ultimate, but it is incredibly strong. It grows stronger as you continue to work with it all. As you work in your form, you become more conscious of your form, understanding it, working in it, its pliability, clearing distortion, understanding therefore your relationship with distortion and your relationship with creation, generation, what you do deliberately, consciously in your form. And so does your skill grow stronger in working in your form. Your will shape, therefore, becomes increasingly strong. Beyond any forms of strength that you know in these current conditions. It is not ultimate. It is not ultimate freedom, but it is helping you to attain ultimate freedom. It strengthens you deeply against and beyond distortion. It becomes easier to see distortion or more of the distortion that is causing the problems and thus clear it. When you see the distortion, you can clear it. When you grasp, when you have a definition of the distortion, you can start clearing it. When you experience, recognize, and define the distortion as separate to you, then you can clear it. It brings you into a deeper relationship of home in the midst of distortion. This makes so much difference. Standing free. Standing free is what you do as you separate yourself from distortion. As you stand free in your will shape. I hope that brings you deeper into the understanding of standing free and of your form and of your will shape. Okay. So now we move into focusing on global alignment. Just grabbing a mouthful of water. Global alignment. So this is where, as you are working and developing your strength in your light and your form and your freedom, you are also not the only one who is doing that, clearly. Collectively, through humanity, there are many who are on this journey home, consciously working to build their relationship with their light, their form, and freedom. Leaving the distortion, which is a huge journey. Therefore, as you do that, as you do this work, if we think of it, vibrationally isn't quite the correct term, but it's useful. If we think of it vibrationally, you are aligning with many others around the world, throughout humanity, who are on this same journey. This means collectively in the form, in the human form, there is a developing presence of living light, living, growing freedom in the collective human condition. And this makes vast leaps in human condition because the more of us that are doing this, the more the conditions of consciousness development, growth, and transition are impressed in the collective form. As that happens, it becomes easier and more available to the rest of humanity to make increasing conscious change and growth in their own journey home. Everybody is growing and developing off the back of everybody else. Essentially, that's what it comes to. I mentioned earlier about the driving example in the alignment. I talked about how driving over and over again impresses in your form and it becomes automatic. A lot of it becomes automatic. This is also shared in the collective, as is your alignment with your light, as is your journey home to freedom. Likewise, anything that you are new to, concepts that you are new to that are critical and important for your own growth and your own journey into freedom are going to be present in your form via the collective form and are going to be supporting you into that consciousness. You know that feeling where you're hearing something for the first time, but it feels familiar. It feels as though you've known it before. And that is why it is there. It is all around you. The more you align with your journey home to freedom, the more you are coming into more and more knowledge, conditions and patterns of practice and living that support you in that, that have been held and done by many others around you, before you, beyond you. They could have passed, but their impressions still continue to exist in the collective form and therefore are available to you as you align with what you need to know. Here on the Light Show, we have a solid circle of those who are deepening their alignment with their light. We stand together shoulder to shoulder, holding our own light in our own form. This light condition is so strong and so beautiful that it presents as a beautiful mandala of light in the human collective. It is honorable, it is sacred, and it is strong. And each of you that participates in this is holding and is a part of that mandala. And if you are new to this, even in this moment, if you are standing and holding your light, you are a part of this beautiful light mandala. So with that understanding, we are coming to the end of the show. Thank you for holding your presence throughout this show. Remember that we are switching over to the Light Show for the next condition, for the next episode. Understand that your sacred journey is as valuable to the collective and to each of us as it is to yourself. It matters. You matter. Make sure that you are part of a community of others who are walking this path. It is kinder to have some presence in the community. It is kinder for yourself. The next episode of The Light Show, we are going to be focusing on issues of Atlantis that still matter for us. This is important, just as the Muldeck focus was from a couple of episodes back. And I look forward to sharing this consciousness with you and understanding the condition of Atlantis and how that impacts us today. Remember that we're going over to the YouTube channel. For more details and for more information to be kept up to date, please make sure that you're signed up for my e-zine. It's called Daniela's e-zine, over on my website called danielabreen.com. The light strength of your presence today is tangible. Thank you so much for holding your presence. Thank you so much for your support. And please continue to share your feedback on YouTube, and we'll be diving into more next month. I'm really looking forward to this. I've loved this episode, and I'm looking forward to switching over to YouTube because I'll be able to do things a little differently through that format, and it should be fun. Have a beautiful day wherever you are, and play in your form. Thanks for joining me on The Light Show. Bye.